It is time for a check on sports right now on The Breakfast Club. After 6 games of the 2018-19 football season, we can officially declare the Jints as being dead. Let them rest in peace, except for their incredible rookie, Saquon Barkley. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Better than you.
Nah, you know, it is what it is, and you know what the great thing about this is?
No.
I don't have to worry about football the rest of the season. I can just watch whatever I watch, don't watch what I don't want to watch, don't have to worry about watching the Giants, and don't have to do any of that stuff anymore.
See, that's the way I am right from the get-go.
But, six games in tells you the definite answer to the season. And the definite answer to the season is kitty litter. terrible. Except for,
I mean, the Giants really screwed the pooch this year in the draft.
I don't think so. I think they got
not saying that they didn't get a good running back.
Yeah,
they need a quarterback. Eli Manning's done.
I posted last night that the Giants rebuilding program is now going to be at least 3 years because they do have a running back who can run behind an offensive line that can't do anything and they can't throw the ball. So we know they've got a running back. They have some receivers, but you know what? They got to draft a quarterback, and they're going to have to throw somebody young in there, and it's going to take at least another 2 years after this year for them to become competitive again. Just unless some sort of miracle happens, like a bolt out of the heavens, but it's at least 3 years until they're playoff competitive, at least.
The NFL's changed. The Giants haven't changed their mindset.
Yeah,
it's a quarterback league. It's not a running back league. You have to have a mobile quarterback that can throw the ball downfield. The Giants don't have that.
I know what they're going to try. I know what they're going to do to try to save the season. I know what they're going to try to do to save the season.
And go to a direct snap?
No. Something that they shouldn't do, but they're going to do it because they want to keep fans and interested in everything. And you know what that's going to be?
No, I don't.
They're going to bring in Colin Kaepernick.
Oh my God!
I Mike, as God is my witness, and you know, is there any bigger Eli Manning fan than me?
No.
I love the guy. I think he's been great for the franchise, but you know what? Why put yourself, if you're Eli Manning and your skills are diminishing, why put yourself at risk for a serious injury behind this line? Why? Why do it? You don't need the money. You don't need the fame. You're going to go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks in Giants history because you won two Super Bowls. You're going to be up there with Phil Simms. You're always going to be recognized as a great New York Giant. Why put yourself in risk of severe injury? Why?
Why are you there? Why did you sign another 3-year deal?
No. I'm telling you, listen. He's gotten this far without major injury. Why put it on the line now?
He won't get hurt.
Yeah. After last night, did you see the game?
Yeah, he turtles up. Guys are 15 feet away from him. He turtles up.
Doesn't matter.
He's not going to get hurt.
One of these days, he's going to get hurt. He's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's my
God
prediction.
God takes care of people like that.
You'll see Colin Kaepernick in a Giant uniform this year.
I'll tell you what. If you're right about that, there's going to be a lot of pissed off Giant fans that I know.
You know what? And this is going to sound terrible because I'm a true Giant fan. And you know what? Then the minute if the Giants sign him and he does anything good at all, they'll still come to the games.
Uh-huh. My Giant fan friends throwing in the towel already, being 1-5, getting Kaepernick is just going to throw gasoline on their tickets. No way. he could go out and win three games in a row. These people will not support him. No way in the world.
All right. Well, we're done with the Giants, so we don't have to talk about that anymore. What do you want to talk about in sports? Baseball.
No, there's no baseball. They didn't play for a month and a half, right? A surprise last night in hockey. The Devils beat Washington 6-0. Washington's been playing well. It's been early in the season, but they were undefeated going into last night's game. Excuse me. I'm having a bad throat here, boy. And the Devils beat them 6-0. That's a big, big win for the Devils because, like I said, the Caps, they've been coming out and they've been playing really, really good hockey. And the Devils beat them 6-0, so that's a big game for them. I know it's early in the season. I know all that. But anytime you beat the defending Stanley Cup champions who have started the season on the right foot 6-0, that's an impressive win. On the other end of it, the team that represented the West last year in the Stanley Cup Finals, the Golden Knights. Remember the start they got off to last year?
Yeah.
They're 1-4 now.
Okay.
So the bloom is off the rose. The Golden Knights aren't playing well, and that's all you got to say about that. But surprisingly, the Devils beat the Caps. Surprisingly, the Golden Knights are sneaking out the joint. And surprisingly, the Rangers got a win last night.
Oh, no.
The Sharks in overtime. Yeah. Yep.
Amazing. All right. So what baseball games are on tonight?
L.A. Milwaukee. Kershaw against Gio Gonzalez, who they picked up from the Washington Nationals. We'll see what happens. I mean, Clayton Kershaw is right up there with Vincent Price for pitching in playoff games. He had a good run last year, Kershaw. But to see if he does it 2 years in a row is yet to be seen. So 8:09 first pitch tonight, L.A. at Milwaukee. And then Milwaukee's back at it again tomorrow afternoon at 4:09. And Boston, Houston, 8 o'clock Saturday night, 7 o'clock Sunday night.
All right, so that's the baseball.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, this Boston series, man, it could go either way. Because like I said yesterday, the Verlander-Sale matchup, that's a toss-up. The whole thing there is, Sale has to go 7 innings for the Red Sox to have a shot. If he does a 5 innings and takes a shower, Houston's going to be up 2-0 by the time they get home because David Price is going to be hit harder than a piñata on Cinco de Mayo on Sunday night.
All right. All right, so that's where we stand there.
Take that to the bank.
All right, any racing this weekend?
We got to pick this stupid football league.
Oh, gosh, that's right.
Wait till you look at these dog games this weekend.
I haven't even gone there yet. Hang on a second here. Oh, my God. It was a dog game last night, which we all knew in advance.
But just one more thing before you pick.
Yeah.
The Giants got to get rid of this Beckham guy.
He's awful.
He's nothing but a distraction, sticking his head in air conditioners, leaving the field early, and they make an excuse for him that he needed an IV. Oh, my God. This guy's nothing but trouble.
Well, this is the time to trade him to a team that's looking for a receiver that's on the outside contending right now. This is the time to do it. So
the problem is, who's going to be willing to take this nut?
Dallas, I bet you.
I don't know. Their quarterback's not too good either.
Oakland.
Just
get him off the payroll. Just get him off the payroll.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Just get him off the payroll.
The problem is, who's going to take him?
Yeah. I would say just get him off the payroll.
And the other thing, not to beat a dead horse, what's Manning making a year? Is it like $22-25 million?
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's going to retire. I'm telling you right now.
He's going to retire. Still take a hit on a cap.
We'll see what happens here. But it's
going to be interesting to see how they play that out.
All right, picks, boy. Oh, my God, you're right.
What are you saying, pigs?
No,
pigs.
I'm looking at picks. I'm going, oh, my God, you're absolutely right.
Like, they are pig picks. I'll tell you that.
All right, well, I'm going to take
if we get the same three games this weekend, it'd be unbelievable.
I'm going to take Seattle over Oakland. I'm going to take Carolina over Washington. And I'm going to take L.A. over Denver.
L.A. who?
The Rams. That's right. The Rams over Denver.
I was looking at the right week. Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Yeah, that's the right week.
I'm taking Chicago over Miami.
I was going to take that, but I for some reason Miami scares me. I don't know why.
Yeah, they scare me. You're already getting a hurricane down there, too. Where's the game I picked? I'm taking Minnesota over Arizona, and I'm taking the Jets over the Colts. That's how bad this week is.
All right. We have about a minute left. Anything in racing?
Yeah, we got a couple races at Woodbine. It's their swan song for the year for big races. A couple of grass stakes up there. They didn't get any rain from the hurricane. The seventh race is the New Arctic. It's a, they're near the Arctic, too. Six furlongs on the turf. Big field. That's the good thing about Woodbine. You get big fields. Make it short and sweet. My top pick here is going to be the 8, Conquest Panthera. This horse has 5 starts at Woodbine with 2 wins and 2/3. A fair amount of speed in this race. This horse should sit and pounce. I'm going to take him at 6-1. So in the seventh race, the 8, Conquest Panthera. Next brings us to the Canadian International. It's 1.5 miles on the turf, running for $800,000. Another nice field here. A couple of horses coming over from Europe as well. Two horses I'm looking at here. One's the 6 horse, Spring Quality. He was a pick of mine about 2 weeks ago at Belmont. That track came up like a swamp. There was no pace in the race, and this horse had absolutely no shot being a deep closer. Comes back off a short rest, 4-1. I think he's a nice play in this race. Another horse I'm going to look on the outside is the 11 Focus Group. Chad Brown ships up. This horse won 2 races at Saratoga, going marathon distances of 1.375 and 1.625. I think this race is another setup for him with his late kick. And 10-1 on Chad Brown is going to be impossible to get, but I'm going to use the horse. So the 6 Spring Quality and the 11 Focus Groups are my picks in the Canadian International. Last race is the E.P. Taylor, grade 1, 1.25 on the turf, running for $500,000. My pick in here is going to be the 3 horse, Polera. This horse is coming over from France, has 3 starts under the belt with 2 wins in the second. I think this filly is just a real nice filly, and I think might lay over this field, and it's 6-1 is a very good price. First time Chad Brown in the U.S. with Ortiz up, all systems go. So in the E.P. Taylor, the 3 horse, Polera is going to be my pick.